James Comey tells America to vote for Harris Waltz, "It's finally morning in America." By Hannah Knudsen on August 23, 2024. Disgraced former FBI Director James Comey is emphatically urging Americans to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. Friday morning, the morning after the finale of the Democrats' convention, which ended with Harris delivering the 12th shortest acceptance speeches in modern history, deep state figure James Comey let the country know that he was in his feels in the aftermath. "Kamala Harris made me feel like it's finally morning in America," Comey said. "Everyone who cares about the rule of law and America's indispensable role in the world should vote for Harris and Waltz." "I will," Comey vowed. Comey's remark should not come to a surprise, as he has remained a major anti-Trump figure over the years. But it goes even further than that, as Comey made it clear in June 2023 that he would not vote for the Republican nominee no matter what, even if it ended up being someone other than the former president. "You are Republican most of your life, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider, if it's not Trump?" Jen Psaki asked Comey during his appearance on MSNBC's Inside with Jen Psaki. "It has to be Joe Biden," Comey responded. "And I'm glad he's willing to serve." Comey added that the nominee had to be someone committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country, ignoring the several instances of lawfare against Trump and the Biden Justice Department brazenly targeting their political opponent. "The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden," Comey claimed. "Watch, Comey, it has to be Joe Biden. I won't consider a GOP candidate 2024. Apparently, Comey now believes there is no one else but Harris. And it would make sense that her speech resonated with him, given that she spent a good deal of time attacking Trump with falsehoods, mentioning him over a dozen times. It is further testament to the fact that Trump is living rent-free in the Democrats' heads. Even former Barack Obama could not help himself obsessing over Trump in his speech, either.